Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The congressional joint session to count electoral votes today expected to be much less eventful than the certification 4 years ago. On this day 4 years ago, the count interrupted by a violent mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump who tried to stop the count and overturn results of the election. Hundreds of those individuals could now win clemency once President-elect Trump is sworn into office. With me, Bloomberg's Laura Davidson. Laura, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about first the security measures that are being taken this year compared to 4 years ago. What are you hearing is set up?
Yeah, so in contrast to 4 years ago, January 6th, this counting of the electoral certification process was never considered a big deal. There was never special security measures. That changed in the wake of January 6th, 2021. So now there is an extra security presence. There's this fencing around the Capitol and really just a more locked down presence. Also, just an interesting bit of color in the Capitol today. It's a much more somber mood than it generally is because a bunch of the infrastructure for Jimmy Carter's laying in state is also being set up. So it's just a very different feel, not to mention a snowstorm that, has swept through Missouri and is now in Washington, D.C. this morning. There's about 6 inches of snow. The federal government is closed. It's really a complete, sort of 180 in terms of just the scene on the ground from where it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, Laura, I understand that the House Speaker asked members to be sure that they stayed in town and didn't try to get out and get back in because of the storm.
Yes, that members of Congress generally like to go back to their districts. There were a bunch of Republicans who did stay in. They did have their swearing in on last Friday, so a lot of members had their families in town and stayed the weekend. It is anticipated that the attendance will be lighter than usual today. They're supposed to gather in about an hour and a half, about noon on the House floor. We'll see exactly how many members are there, but if people did leave town, it's unlikely they're able to make it back today.
A lot of talk on this fourth anniversary of January 6th is the possibility of clemency for large numbers of defendants in those cases. What's the latest that you're hearing on that?
So this is something that Trump has teased multiple times that he's going to do. He's not been super specific in his language, but he basically has said that he would strongly consider granting some sort of clemency or commuting sentences for people who were charged with various crimes related to the Capitol insurrection that day. That could potentially be, hundreds of people who would have their jail time or other sentence reduced. This is something that, his aides are working and talking about doing within the first couple days of him taking office. So this could be very, just within a couple weeks from now, this could become a reality potentially.
We're speaking with Bloomberg's Laura Davidson joining us this morning on KMOX. Let's talk about the actual numbers in those cases. What are we talking about as far as people who were charged, those who have gone through the criminal process and been convicted at this point?
The specific exact numbers, but there were, thousands of people who entered the Capitol that day. The FBI and other authorities, had researched and targeted, many folks here. There was a bunch of camera footage. People who went in themselves, were often incriminated by footage they took themselves and posted to social media. There have been hundreds of these cases that have worked their way through the criminal system. There are many people who are serving sentences for this. There's also a bunch of other, considerations of people who were lost jobs. There were also many active duty or veterans who were also involved, some of whom had professional repercussions in relation to the military. So there's a lot of knock-on effects, if these sentences were to be commuted. There's also a lot of concern among Democrats as well as some Republicans saying, look, we are not fully atoning and recognizing, what happened that day. This was essentially a group trying to, use violence to overthrow, to stop an official proceeding. This was really a ceremonial act that 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 was happening on the congressional floor. There was no way for the outcome of the election to be changed. But there's just a lot of still kind of unresolved feelings, and particularly among Democrats, as well as some Republicans who say that that Trump and some of his allies have really tried to rewrite history around that day.
Well, and some Republicans, including Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, say they're hoping that Mr. Trump will actually make a distinction between defendants, for example, who were charged with trespassing and those who were involved in some of the violence on January 6th. What are you hearing from other Republicans about clemency?
Sort of a distinction that Trump himself has actually teased a little bit, but it's unclear exactly where that line will be drawn. There's sort of a feeling among Republicans that people who were involved in attacks on officers or were sort of doing those like military command, kind of ways to force themselves into the building, breaking windows, disturbing property once inside the Capitol, that's a different sort of group of people than sort of the people who were kind of in that next wave that entered. And just, at that point, the doors were largely open and people could just flow in and didn't necessarily destroy any property. There's been some interesting cases of folks who have said, look, I was just in there. I didn't do anything wrong. But then when there's actually some footage that has come out, it's shown that they were, climbing up statues and defacing statues or doing different things. So it's a really sort of messy process to figure out, who is in sort of a group of people, who committed, acts, more violent acts, and people who just, were just walking through the building.
I think what's interesting are some of the nuances in this. Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a statement this morning on the anniversary, highlighting in one of the first sentences, the fact that you mentioned that police officers were brutally assaulted while defending the U.S. Capitol, reinforcing that this was a violent attack, that it has taken public servants of the Justice Department years to hold people responsible for this. I think it's very interesting with Republican support of police officers. Does the president have to walk a fine line here in issuing any clemency?
Interesting in that the Capitol Police and sort of how Trump has talked about them and how even some Republicans have sort of viewed them is different from sort of your local police force. They're almost viewed as part of the federal government, which they are, but that same sort of reverence towards police hasn't been applied to Capitol Police officers as it has been to more local police forces within the Republican Party. So this has sort of been an issue. We've seen a lot of Republicans who have come, a lot of Capitol Police officers who have come out against Republicans who have spoken, at the DNC, who have, were part of the January 6th Investigations Committee. It is important to remember that there were several officers who lost their life, in connection with these events.
So if this happens in the first couple of days of the administration, as this is promised, how could it set the tone for the administration?
We'll kind of show that Trump wants what he wants when he wants it, and that despite the political ramifications that could come from this, he's not really concerned about that. He doesn't have to run for re-election again. And there's a bunch of things that he wants to do that, don't have universal agreement within the party. Things like tariffs, including some more tough on crime and crackdowns at the border that could involve some things like separating families, which he faced a lot of blowback for during his first administration. Trump is really unbridled by a lot of political considerations. And, there's a lot that he can do via executive action that doesn't require Congress, that doesn't require anyone else to go along. He can sign these orders. So, anything from January 6th clemency to wide ranging tariffs on all sorts of imports. These are the kinds of things that we'll expect to see come out of the first couple of days of a Trump term.
Laura, as you wrap us up today on this, just remind us again, you said this is a largely ceremonial procedure that happens today. Walk our listeners through what actually is supposed to happen with this count and the transfer of power.
Yeah, so the House members and Senate members will all convene in the House chamber, and they'll essentially go through state by state, through basically the votes from each state of the union as part of the Electoral College process, and essentially vote to certify the vote totals that came in from each of the 50 states. This usually takes about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Obviously, this took multiple hours and was interrupted last time. This is expected to be just everyone coming in saying yes, we approve. Vice President Kamala Harris will be there presiding over this. Of course, noteworthy because she was Trump's challenger. So Democrats have really tried to set the tone and said, look, Republicans interfered with this process. We want to stick with tradition as well as preserve democracy. And this is sort of the way we're going to physically manifest that.
Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
That is Bloomberg's Laura Davison joining us this morning here on KMOX.